Most bankers aren't ready to help you until after their third cup of coffee. But with Central National Bank's after-hours service, you don't have to wait for the bank lobby to open to get help. You can contact us from 6 to 8:30 in the morning or from 5 to 10 in the evening, and we'll connect you to a real, live, local person who can answer questions and fix problems 7 days a week. Bank different. Bank Central. Central National Bank. Member FDIC.
This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
This is a Rogue Media Network podcast. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How is your social battery right now? Are you drained, bursting with energy? It's at this level because maybe you don't have enough boundaries, less social in the winter. There can be many reasons. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. What's the right amount of socializing for you, and how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you just need some more time alone. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. Therapy is helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself, and it isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/365 today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/365.
This is 365 Sports, powered by Sikkim365.com.
Chuck Cooperstein, voice of the Dallas Mavericks, who's been on the road. Man, what a run they've had. We will discuss all that in a moment. I saw your tweet yesterday about the Scott Drew Kentucky discussion, speculation. I just saw John Rothstein say that Kentucky will meet with him sometime in the near future. I don't see him leaving, but this is like the Alabama of college basketball. But I love what you said. Unless you're Roy Williams leaving to save your alma mater, a king does not abdicate his throne.
There's no question. And look, I know, listen, football matters in Texas. And when Baylor football is good as it was a few years ago and going to the Sugar Bowl and playing as well as they did there and beating Ole Miss, that can change things. But Scott Drew has had, you know, certainly at least the last 14 years of unparalleled success to where he has built that program to the point that it really is in many ways self-sustaining. As long as he's there, his ability to recruit, his ability to coach, his ability to win games in the most competitive league in the country and finish in the upper half of that, and in fact really in the top third of it yearly, speaks volumes to him. And you know, unless he's really interested in taking on the challenge of all challenges, I don't see why he would leave when he knows that he can win, and he can win big in a place that he can be in. He clearly is happy. I mean, they built him an arena that really fits his specifications. He's got all the NIL that he needs to recruit top flight NBA level first round talent. I mean, I don't see why he would leave. I don't see him as the Eddie Sutton in the mid 80s when he famously said, "I'd crawl to Kentucky to take that job from Arkansas." I don't see that with Scott. I think Scott's the kind of guy that says, you know, listen, if somebody calls, I'll listen. But it doesn't mean I'm going. And I'm with you, David. I just don't see it. And I know Kentucky fans, you know, look at their program kind of like Alabama looks at their football program as the be all and end all. But man, there's a lot of mess that goes with that as well. Scott has everything pretty well under control in Waco, as far as I can tell. You know, who knows what it's like for him if he goes up to Kentucky.
I mean, I was on Big 12 radio with Ari and Dave earlier today, and they said, what can Kentucky do? I said, Scott, you could always money whip somebody. We've seen that in golf. We've seen that in coaching changes, what NIL. But he doesn't seem to be – first of all, he's among the top five highest-paid coaches now. His NIL, as you mentioned, is incredibly strong and established. The new arena and 21 years where you started where it was just an absolute dumpster fire. Some, though, money can make people change. He has an arena that is phenomenal for what Baylor needs and has. Rupp Arena is three times as big, but the fan base is 100 times maybe larger. But there's a lot that goes with that, too. The rabid fan base can also be, I guess you could say, almost hard to deal with.
Absolutely. I mean, they ran John Calipari out of town.
Yep. Tubby Smith.
They ran the man out of town.
Yeah.
And they're only like, you know, five or six coaches who have ever won a national championship in the four Final Fours and had a winning percentage of a 750 or better, you know, having been at the school 15 years or more. I mean, we're talking Adolph Rupp, and we're talking Mike Krzyzewski, Tarkanian. I mean, you're talking about the legends of the game. And they ran John Calipari out on a rail, and Cal knew he had a lead. Which, you know, it's ironic because I had tweeted right after Kentucky was eliminated that if I was SMU, I would be calling John Calipari immediately. He would absolutely be the guy. You know, I wasn't sure if he actually was going to be in play, but you know what? If you're thinking that you're big time and you're willing to spend the money to be big time, which they say they are, then there's nobody that you make the first call to other than John Calipari, especially if you're SMU and you need a program to sell to Dallas to be highly competitive right away because you know he's going to recruit great players. I mean, that was an absolute no-brainer that I think SMU just totally whipped on, and especially now in light that he moved to Kentucky. And again, you make John Calipari say no. Now, as it turns out, he can go to Arkansas, and he's got the Tyson family, you know, not only making chickens, but also creating a bunch of NIL that's going to allow him to do what he's always done. And let's face it, maybe when you've been – who was it? Spike Dykes famously said that you lose one-tenth of your support every yep. year you're at school. So basically, when you're there 10 years, you're pretty well done. Well, he made it to 15, and maybe he needs one last challenge, and he can do it at a place that loves basketball, that has succeeded at basketball, and now obviously has the financial resources as well to go along with it.
You know, I mentioned this also about Scott earlier today. He's entrenched in Waco, Texas. He's changed based on early on just trying to survive. Then he was able to get a Tweety Carter, obviously Quincy Acey, Epe Udo. Then he went after the one and dones, and some of them were okay. Then he established go get JUCO point guards since you couldn't recruit the ones you really needed to get to Waco. Then he went to the transfer portal before it was the transfer portal to build the 21 team. He's like a chameleon in how he what is necessary at that particular time. He's not afraid to change, is he?
No. And, you know, let's face it, as a coach, he did really well. And once Baylor got itself established and had players, he played a lot of zone when nobody was playing zone, and they played that yep. zone really well, maybe just this side of Syracuse, you know, into that. But as his talent level has risen even higher, he's kind of gotten away from it. He'll use it as a curveball, but he's changed his approach toward defense and how he wants his team to play it. You know, sometimes they haven't played it too well, and they didn't, there were times this year when they really didn't play it at the level that I know he wanted them to play at. But I think he's a really good coach. You know, there was the thing for a long time, David, where, you know, all they said about Scott, well, he can recruit, and there were lots of people, you know, with the air quotes around recruit and how he was doing it. Well, I mean, he's clearly shown that, you know, he doesn't have to do it the way people think he was doing it. And he doesn't really even need, a guy like Jerome Tang, who was as great as he was as a recruiter, to still be able to get the job done and get the players that he wants.
If, in fact, it happens and he ends up in Kentucky, what would Baylor do? Is it Jerome and it's McCaslin, and you've got Jakus just left, and obviously Paul Mills? It's like his coaching tree would be your search, I would think, based on the knowing what Waco and Baylor brings to the table and what you can do there.
I think that's where I'd go, if for no other reason than his coaching tree has succeeded.
Yep, yep.
You know, and let's face it, if Grant McCaslin was available, he would have gone after him too.
Uh-huh. Yep.
And Baylor would have gone after him. But yeah, I mean, you look at what Paul Mills has done at Oral Roberts, and what Jerome Tang clearly did at Kansas State. I mean, listen, his name has been out there for a whole bunch of jobs in this cycle, including Arkansas. You know, listen, until Calipari did what he did, I think a lot of people thought Jerome Tang was going to get that job. So he, I think, can be had. And let's face it, you know, there's no stigma in leaving one school in your league for another. I mean, that's gone by the boards a long time ago. And I don't know why you wouldn't make that first call to Jerome Tang if indeed Scott leaves. But again, I'm with you, David. I don't think he's leaving.
All right. Yeah, the Mavericks are on fire. They all of a sudden hit this chemistry level, and I know that it has to still have the Luka and Kyrie, but with Gap, the ability of where the Mavericks are right now, with only, what, a day or three or five left in the season, could you have imagined this maybe 6 weeks ago?
No, not after they were giving up 129 points a game and losing 5 out of 6. And ironically, you know, I'm in Miami. The Mavericks play the Heat tonight, and it's against Miami that all of this started.
Mm-hmm.
And people forget that in that game, the Mavericks' defense in the first quarter was hideous. They were down 15. They were getting backdoored to death. They didn't know what they were doing defensively. And then, you know, somehow they righted the ship in that game, got themselves figured out defensively. I don't know what they found in that game, but also that was the game where they changed the starting lineup and they put Gafford in full time as a starter along with Derrick Jones, and they've got the rotation they have now. But since then, their defense has been absolutely elite when you've got Doncic and Irving playing the way they're playing. And so that, there you go. I mean, and the only losses, a 7-point loss in Oklahoma City when Luka didn't play, and a 4-point game at Golden State last week that was every bit of playoff game and every bit played as well as that you would hope that it would be played. And, you know, if that's what it's going to take for teams to beat them, then I think if I'm the Mavericks and I'm a Maverick fan, I think I'm pretty excited about what's lying ahead.
It is fun to watch. They are fun to watch, no doubt about it. Chuck Cooperstein, voice of the Dallas Mavericks, and one of the guys that really, no matter what the topic is, including the week of the Masters or the Rangers and what happened with Leclerc, we could do any of that. But today, Scott Drew, Kentucky, Baylor, and also the Mavericks. Coop, thanks for your time.
Appreciate you, David, as always.
Chuck Cooperstein on 365 Sports.
This has been a Rogue Media Network production.